The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So we'll speak to the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, in just a moment. But I want to go to News Talk reporter Jamie O'Hara, who's at the Whitegate Oil Refinery in Cork. There have been developments there, Jamie. What's been happening?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, there have been developments in the past, I would say, probably 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Now, the scene is calm, but there's definitely about maybe 20 Garda cars, vans, public order vans, community policing vans, and Gardaí have set up a checkpoint. So it's a checkpoint on one side of the protest. They arrived at about, I'd say it was about 22 the hour. And so far, I mean, it's raining here. So far, everything is calm. The protesters are all now standing out at the edge of the road. Cars are allowed to move from one side of the protest to the other. There's just a quick checkpoint, so it's mainly local traffic. I did see a tractor go through there. I saw a cement truck go through there. I suppose people were just doing their daily rounds and they were allowed through. It's not clear yet what the purpose of the checkpoint is, though.
Okay, we'll wait and see, and we'll keep in touch with Jamie O'Hara in Whitegate. But as I said, the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, joins us on the line now. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Claire.
Sean Defoe reporting this morning in the last little while that the protesters and or any of their representatives will not be at this meeting with government this afternoon. Is that right?
Well, I listened to that with some interest. I've just finished a meeting actually with the Taoiseach and Taoiseach just before I came on the call, and I'll be at that meeting later on today. The first thing to say is that we have been engaging extensively with representative groups. We've 8 different representative groups, I think, in this afternoon. If I use one, for example, the IRHA, which I've been engaging extensively with over the last few weeks and intensively over the last few days. What we have been saying, I think Minister Cleary said this earlier on today, is that I'm not going to dictate who is in each delegation. But I think the really important thing to say is that we have been working on a fuel support package, an additional package, and we intend to go through some of those measures later today. But the blockades need to end, and they need to end now. And the concerns that many of the protesters have are the same concerns that have been raised through representative bodies like the IRHA, like the IFA, and indeed others. Mm-hmm. But the situation is now absolutely critical, where I've just got a message earlier on this morning that our fire and emergency services, that their services will be curtailed because of fuel. And when you think about the situation, if you take Whitegate that you've just reported from, that's the only refinery we have in this country. Its operations are in jeopardy now. We do not have a fuel supply issue insofar as the overall supply into the country. But what the protests and the blockades are doing is meaning that supply that's coming in cannot be dispersed. And that's affecting everyday life for businesses, for people, for hospitals, pharmacies, right? And that cannot be allowed to continue.
Okay. Can I just go back? I just want to go back over some of what you've said there. So the meeting this afternoon, and you will be there, you're saying you would be happy if some of the protester representatives attended that meeting.
Well, what I'm saying to you is I'm not going to dictate who is part of each of those delegations. But what I want to say really clearly, for us to move this on and to end this situation, the blockades need to end now. And that really needs to happen. And if you think of what has been said by some of the spokespeople for the protesters, they had said previously that if discussions were to happen, that the blockades would end.
Yeah, they've changed their minds on that now, because James Gagan was on with Anton this morning and said, we don't trust the government and we're not going to end the protests if we have a meeting.
Well, we live in a parliamentary democracy, okay, and the rule of law has to apply. Every normal people's lives are being really badly affected right now. I'm extremely concerned. I'm even more concerned when I get a message this morning from my colleague, Minister James Brown, about curtailment of fire and emergency services. Now, no one can stand over that. We do not want to have to deal with a situation in a heavy-handed way, and I don't think that will happen. What we need to do is to de-escalate this now, today.
Mm-hmm. But you are introducing a new fuel support package. Is that going to happen today?
Well, just so you know, I think I spoke to you last week, Claire, and I had met the IRHA on Good Friday, where we were already, and I'd said this publicly, working on potential other measures to help, okay? And we've already made, extensive interventions. the largest per capita of any EU country. But we are working on additional fuel support measures. There are concerns that have been ventilated on your show and indeed others by people about the rising costs. I get that. We understand that. But we have to deploy our resources in a sustainable and affordable way. But what I can say very clearly is, yes, we're working through and have been an additional fuel support scheme.
So there will be an increase in the VAT rebate for hauliers, will there?
I'm not going to go through the detail of it, Claire, to be fair, because what I want to do and what we will do this afternoon at 2 o'clock is we'll be going through some of the proposals that we have. And I think it's only fair that I do that with those groups. No disrespect to yourself at all, or indeed your listeners. We will do that. But they're along the lines of certain things that have been discussed and that we've been working on already on that. And basically, we will go through them with the groups, seek their input. But what needs to happen now, today, is the blockades need to end.
Yeah, and I think we've heard that loud and clear, but I just want to go back to what you were saying about you not having an issue if one of the representative or all of the representative bodies brought the protesters in. Because we're hearing from a Department of Agriculture source, and the question they were asked was, would the protesters be allowed as plus ones to the official groups to that meeting later on? And the response that we got to that question was, or that statement was, that is fake news. Now, my question to you is, are you all in agreement, you know, you and your colleagues at Cabinet, that they would be welcome?
I don't want to get Jesuitical about this. So you've just put it there that it was delegations plus one. What I've said to you very clearly, I'm saying this to you as a minister in the Irish government, I'm not going to dictate to any of the groups who we meet who they have as part of their delegation.
And is Martin Hayden saying the same thing?
Everyone's at him on that.
Okay.
So if James Gagan comes in
with the IFA, that's okay.
I'm not going to get into personalities and different individuals, right? But I think I've been really clear, okay? I'm not going to dictate who is part of the delegations. But what needs to happen is the blockade needs to end, because we can talk about who's coming into meetings and who's discussing various different important items. Mm-hmm. The reality that we have right now in this country is that we have 4 courts going dry completely, supply of critical fuels being blocked, emergency services being curtailed. This is extremely serious. This can stop now, today, and it should. And let us to continue negotiations in good faith. We recognise the fact of the impact of the price hikes that we have seen. Due to a global situation, we are not the only country grappling with this. And we will deploy our resources as we can to help people. But we need to be allowed to do that in a situation where our country is not coming to a stage whereby people cannot travel across the country, normal services cannot continue. And even at this stage now, that if you take Whitegate and the oil refinery, that is a critical piece of national infrastructure.
Minister, thought yesterday morning early when Jim O'Callaghan issued that statement, you know, about calling on the Defence Forces to have, that the government was going to put a stop to this then. Nothing has happened, though, since. So we're still in the phase where you're asking them nicely to stop.
Well, I'm speaking to people as an Irish citizen as well who does not want to see what's happening right now in this country. There is no need for this to happen. We understand the concerns that are there and we've been dealing with them. Now, the government have at their disposal the agencies of law and order. And your reporter has just given an update from Whitegate. And there's additional Gardaí and indeed Defence Forces being deployed. Obviously, the preference is that this is de-escalated in a reasonable way now to allow the discussions that are going to be very serious this afternoon, intensive discussions happen, to work through and to give people sight of the additional supports that we are proposing to bring forward. But we cannot have a situation that, you know, any protest group across any sector, there is a process that we go through. So if someone has a grievance, and be that grievance, you know, a genuine grievance as well, it's not just a case you can stop other people going about their daily lives. That cannot be allowed to continue, and it cannot be the norm either.
Yeah, I just looking ahead to that meeting, like it is. And I don't mean, I'm not being disparaging about the protest, but because there are so many different groups involved in this and it was organised so quickly, it is a bit like herding cats. Like the demands have the demands have changed radically. I mean, we were hearing this morning from James Gagan about getting rid of the carbon tax altogether, the Dáil being recalled tonight, drilling resuming off the coast for oil. There's all sorts of stuff here. So if you have a meeting today at 2 o'clock with a couple of representatives from the protest groups and they agree to something, there's no guarantee that that's going to work across the board.
Look, unquestionably, this is complicated. It is a disparate group. You can see that people drawn from different sectors. But we do have representative bodies who are representing their members as well, who've been engaging very constructively. And there's a smaller number who are protesting and who are blockading right now. They need to cease that. They need to stop it. I'm not saying that some of their, obviously, their concerns are genuine to them. Their concerns are understood. Okay. And we've got to work through that. We can't work through those issues if our country is effectively being brought to a shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something that we're going to accept. And you have, I think you've highlighted it rather well there. Yes, it is. It is complex. It is a disparate group. But that's our job, to work with the representative groups. Like, there are some of the requests or demands that have been made by that individual are obviously not going to happen. But I think really what the normal contractor out there is concerned about, the haulage person, agricultural contractors, is how we can assist them with the cost increases that are there right now.
So it would
anyone is when people can't get access to fuel.
Okay,
full stop.
But what you're saying to us this morning, coming out of that meeting with the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, is that the government accepts that you didn't do enough back when you announced the first package.
No, Claire, I think you're actually, I think that's a stretch. No, that's not what we're saying.
But you're doing more today.
Let me just answer the question there for a second. When we brought forward the €250 million worth of support, the one thing I said to you directly, Taoiseach and Tánaiste said, and all of us said it as part of our public comments on it, that we retained the right to have flexibility around this. So this was an initial response. And if you go back on the record, you look at that, we all said that.
Yeah, but you weren't going to revisit it until May. That's what we were given to understand.
That's not what anyone was given to understand. So what the measures that were brought in, if you take the NORA levy, if you take the diesel rebate scheme, which we actually backdated to January, were put in place for a two-month basis. But all of us, and I was really clear on that we retained the flexibility to come back and provide additional supports should and when they be needed. And I was really clear on it, and the record will show that as well. I'd been working with groups under my own department over the course of the last couple of weeks on this, and I actually said that publicly too.
Mm-hmm.
So these are real issues, okay? So if you take the protest out, which is a difficult thing to do, and take the blockades out, if you look at the specific issues and concerns that are there, are they genuine? Many of them are, okay? Can we fix every single one of them? No, we can't, but can we actually work towards sort of softening the impact of those in an efficient way? Yes, I think we can.
Okay.
But we always need that flexibility to respond, Claire, because the global situation, like right now, again, at the top of the news, we're hoping, obviously, that those talks will take place between Iran and the US. The Strait of Hormuz is starting to open up again. There's a bit of light there at a global level.
Yeah, but we don't know which way it's going to go. I want to come back.
No, we don't, but that's my point. But that's exactly my point. That's why you need to retain flexibility to respond.
Okay.
And that's why you can't bring in measures for 6 or 8 months. You've got to bring in measures that they're going to have an immediate impact. And then you've got to keep them under review. That's what I'm saying.
I want to go back to the meeting because I know there are protesters who will be listening to you right now. And I just want to get clarity on this. So the Haulage Association and the IFA and the agricultural contractors, they're all due to attend that meeting today. What happens if an arrangement can't be reached between the protesters and those organisations for protester representatives to come in? Will the protesters be welcome to the meeting if they turn up without being under the wing of one of those organisations?
Claire, we could deal with loads of different hypotheticals. I know, for argument's sake, that the Irish Road Hauliers Association have met earlier this morning with representatives of the protesters to actually, to have discussions about what would be raised at the meetings this afternoon. That's useful. That's helpful. And I want to keep this in as positive a place as it is right now.
Did the road hauliers tell you that they're willing to bring in some of the protesters to the meeting?
Claire, this meeting's at 2 o'clock. I don't think it can be clearer. We're dealing with the representative groups that are there. I'm not going to dictate who's in each of those delegations. There has been very extensive and constructive ongoing discussions with these groups on an hourly basis.
But you don't know who's going to be there.
I know which groups are going to be there. We know a lot of the issues. It's really about the issues. It's not about the personalities. Mm-hmm. Okay. But fundamentally within all of this, if we go back to what was said over the last few days, you know, discussions are happening. The blockade should end. And I would ask people just to think about the impact that the blockades are having on people right the way across the country, on businesses right the way across the country. I do not want to have a situation whereby fuel that's coming into Ireland that is due to dock in Ireland is re-diverted and diverted out of Ireland to other countries. And that would be reputationally very damaging as well. And we don't need to go there.
Will the Army be removing the trucks and tractors today?
I'm not involved in the operational matters of the Defence Forces, but Minister Callaghan dealt with that yesterday. All of us want and government wants an orderly wind down and a return to normality, and that we can deal with people as individuals and as groups, and we can deal in a constructive and cordial way with people as citizens of this country, recognising the fact that, of course, people have been under a lot of pressure, but this is not the way to go about it. And I'm entering into these discussions this afternoon in a positive and constructive way, and we will do that.
All right, Minister Dara O'Brien, thank you for joining us on the programme. That's the Minister for Transport. That meeting is at 2 o'clock today. Plenty of road to be travelled before then, though. Let's take a break.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.